From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. authorities and the New York police searching for suspects and possible links between a bomb that exploded Saturday night in Manhattan and another found nearby. 29 people were wounded in the Manhattan blast. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
At this time, there is no evidence of an international terrorism connection with this incident. It is very, very early in the investigation, and it's just starting.
New York blast came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in New Jersey, 135 kilometers away. No one was hurt, and de Blasio and Cuomo have said there is no evidence linking the two bombings. In the U.S. city of St. Cloud, Minnesota, a man stabbed 9 people at a shopping mall Saturday. He had been identified now as 22-year-old Somali-American Dahir Adnan. He was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman. Rick Thornton is with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We do not at this point in time know whether the subject was in contact with, had connections with, was inspired by a foreign terrorist organization. That's what the investigation is attempting to ascertain.
Meantime, the Islamic State has claimed responsibility. None of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. A senior Somali military official was killed in a car bomb explosion in Somalia's capital Mogadishu Sunday in a suicide attack claimed by the jihadist Al-Shabaab group. The General Mohammed Roble Jamal and at least 5 of his bodyguards died near the entrance of the Ministry of Defense in Mogadishu. General was a leading officer in the fight against Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. Election